Yeah, effectively, Greg, we work to support volunteers and volunteer-involving organisations like community groups and charities right across County Donegal. We currently have about 2,500 volunteers on our books, and we work with about 500 community groups everywhere from the top of Malinhead to Bundoora and out to the islands.
Now, this funding boost of €117,000, that's what it is. It complements a lot of fundraising that already goes on, I presume.
Well, that's it. I suppose we would help other initiatives fundraise. We don't fundraise ourselves. So this 117,000 or almost 118,000 is the core grant for the delivery of our services so that we are able to support other charities to fundraise and get money and get access to skills that they may not necessarily have within their own area. For example, if a charity was looking to build a website, we would look to source a volunteer to help out with that so that the money of the charity is spent on the good cause rather than on the infrastructure. And we would deliver a very comprehensive county-wide service where we would be right across the county during the month. So we endeavour to be within 20 minutes of every volunteer once a month so that we don't make them incur charges or make volunteering costs, that we actually help them access supports and services. A good example, I suppose, for ourselves would be the park run that's due to start in Letterkenny this week. We have, I think, 10 volunteers going forward to help out with that. So those volunteers, it's good from the two perspectives. They'll get training this coming Friday, I think, and they will then participate in the park run and stewarding and supervising it. And it benefits everybody in the community that we have people out and active doing this. And I suppose we act as a conduit for new people to get involved and try to enhance their skills and get back to their community.
You can never have enough volunteers, I presume. If anyone would like to get involved, maybe they have some spare time or want to boost their CV, how do they get more details?
They can Google Donegal Volunteer Centre and activate their searches through our website. We have information in every library in the county, and they can give ourselves a ring here in the office, and it's 07491-26740, and myself and Caroline here would be more than delighted to help them get active and get out involved in their community. And it is something that you get much more out of than you put in, and I have to say, as staff, we volunteer ourselves, and we do definitely see the benefits. And I suppose it's very important that people look at this from the perspective of progression and employment, because we have a lot of young people coming forward, and you have a lot of big companies that really place a value on what you do outside of your employment or outside of, you know, what you do with your spare time to show, I suppose, your development as a person. And we'd like to welcome, I suppose, the fact that the money or the budget hasn't been cut. We had a number of cuts, I suppose, over this past few years, but we're seeing a stabilisation in that now, and we're hoping that it'll start to increase, hopefully from next year, and that we'll actually be able to do more, as we put a lot of our money towards training for our volunteers. So we would have trained about 40 people in food safety last year, and the idea of that is that we have volunteers in school kitchens and in community centres working in kitchens, so we make sure that they have the training and the certification. We would have done a lot of work around assist and first aid training, just to have those skills out within the community, so that if, you know, people are stewarding at a football match or stewarding at an event, that they have those additional skills and training should something happen.